So why don't we start with you, and why don't we, before we get into some of the questions, why don't we just, what are you actually looking for? Just for anyone in the audience, are you looking for specific types of deals? We talked about a little bit of the AI focus or young entrepreneurs or startups, but what type of deals are you looking for? What type of opportunities are you looking for? Maybe fund managers, service providers, like what is something that you're missing or looking to switch up, or what's something out there they can help you with? And then we'll go down the line and then we'll dig in, right?
Absolutely. So look, at this point in my career, I mean, we're very focused on the soccer side of the business right now. But anything with a sports and tech focus where you can merge data and data science and AI with sports is super interesting to us. But more importantly, we just want to work with good people that are looking to have fun. This is the most fun I've ever had in my career doing what we're doing. And you got to surround yourself with like-minded people that are kind of on the same trajectory. So if you have something in that general realm, and or you just think you have a cool product that you think is exciting and you want to talk, just, you know, happy to chat.
Love it. All right, Steve, yourself, what are you looking for? How can we help?
Yeah, so I'll approach it from two points of view. So there's the investor side and then there's the portfolio company side. Portfolio company side, we're looking for, you know, late-stage companies that can go public within a year to 3 years. We'll invest directly in companies, but we'll also buy from existing shareholders. So if you made an early investment in a company that's late stage, you know, we'd love to talk to you. That's on the portfolio company side. On the investor side, we're looking for family offices that are interested in portfolios like ours, where so about our last 30 companies, our core investors are funds like Goldman, Andreessen Horowitz, Sequoia, Kleiner, you know, all the sort of usual names. And we've been able to invest at a discount of about 50% to the last round. So on the investor side, we're looking for family offices that are looking for that kind of exposure.
Okay, perfect. Shay?
So I take a much more contrarian view to most of these things. Personally, right now, what I'm most interested in is I think we're seeing a massive shift in defense, and that's going to continue. Really driven by current events. And there's, you know, 10 years ago, there was no money going into startups in defense. And now there's quite a bit. And we made 77 points of IRR for our investors in our last defense company. So there's money to be made there. Very interested in that. And then also in the real estate side, multifamily seems to have a target of opportunity right now. We've got a couple of distress funds that members are involved in, and things that I'm personally looking for.
Okay. Tony?
Kind of looking really for early to mid-scale startups with really, really thoughtful teams that have had experience with taking product to market and executing with an exit or a public funding, helping those companies and then bringing my investors into those companies. So that's pretty straightforward. It's tech, AI, generative AI, quantum computing, gaming, real estate. It's kind of a broad area that I've played in for 33 years, but if you have something special, I want to hear about it. The other thing that I really want to do as an entrepreneur that's had my own company is I want to figure out how I can help you, if I can, make really, really prudent decisions in terms of the companies you're going to invest in. To me, when we talk about generative AI, we'll talk about a lot of things today. Let's vet out a little bit of what you need to know, what you need to be really certain of before you go ahead and invest. There are a lot of startups that have pitch decks. Pitch decks in Northern California are changing about every other day, and the word AI has to be somewhere in those pitch decks, whether it's really relative to a core product proficiency. Thank you.
Ms. Markman?
Yes, so there's two spaces, broadly speaking, within B2B data-driven software I'm particularly focused on. One is climate technology. So a host of technologies are focused on capturing carbon and greenhouse gases, improving the yield of industrial processes and whatnot. And then the other one is around education technology, particularly outside of the traditional education segment. So think about upskilling and reskilling workforces, or upskilling humans outside of those elements. I'm looking for founders as well as investors who are focused on those spaces on the founder front as an opportunity to invest or partner with as an advisor. And then on the investor front, I do share deal flow as I see it. So there could be opportunities around that. So if you're curious about those spaces or participating in those, they are growing very fast and are very interesting to me.
Okay. Glenn?
So I find that most investors fit within a multidimensional box around market, stage, amount of money, capping raise, et cetera. My box is a little bit bigger. I've become very eclectic over the period of time that I've been doing this. So what I really focus on is, one, something that intrigues me personally, that gets me motivated, and then an entrepreneur who is excited, passionate, has a degree of tenacity that I can see is going to stick through the long period of time that it's going to take to go from starting to an actual exit, because it takes a hell of a lot longer than anybody's pitch deck ever shows.
For sure. All right. And while you finish this up, what are you looking for?
So I mentioned a little bit ago that we had exited twice, or three times, but two were in the last 5 years. The one we just did in the fall was a 49.5x multiple. And for us, we love software. So we mostly focus on tech, SaaS specifically, but this was fintech. So we don't like the 3x, 4x multiple kind of exits, or the 7 or 8. We're somewhat greedy. The second thing we love is we love partnering with different investors and family offices as well, because the same group that invested into one of our tech funds, back in August, we returned they invested $1.1 million. They got $9 million back in 18 months. They just brought a real estate deal to us right now that we're going to be building 600 freestanding buildings. So we're actually doing a joint venture deal. It's kind of like we owe you for such a great return. But we love working with whether it's real estate, developers, investors, family offices, and similarly. We like to control the process, though. What I mean by that is we don't have to control it, but the other group out of Detroit, the family office that brought us in, we're now the two exclusive partners for this national brand that I think had about $180 million in EBITDA last year, and we're replacing the prior group. So we liked opportunities like that that can scale, help our investors get a nice return on their investment. But what doesn't attract us is a 15, 18% IRR kind of thing, is we stay away from all that. There's folks that do a better job than we do with that. So that's kind of our two main focus points.